Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Chapter 2, Section 3 and Mantra, Number 1. Brahman is described to have two forms. Vebhava brahmano rupe, murtam chaiva murtam cha, martyam cha mritam cha, sthitam cha yaccha, satcha tyaccha. This old style. There are two forms of Brahman, Murta and Amurta. Murta means with form, Amurta without form. Martya and Amrita. Martya means mortal, Amrita immortal. Sthita and Yat. Sthita means steady, Yat means unsteady. Sat and Tyat. In this context, Sat means seen, things that you see. Tyat, things that don't see and they exist. The idea behind that, series of this type of teaching is given. The idea behind it is, as your mind moves towards meditating on God, different steps become necessary. Even though you understand through scriptures that God has no form, He is absolute, Satchidananda, yet in practice, allow your mind to follow steps. First step that's suitable for all humanity, Sagun Sakar. Implication, you meditate on God with form, like a human being, or like any symbolic, allegorical personality, a Ganesha, Vishnu, Shiva, Krishna, Rama, Jesus, Buddha. There is a form. Along with the form, divine attributes. Form is called Akar, Sakar. The attributes are called Guna, Sagun Sakar. That's your first step. If you advance, you will not be depending on the form. Form moves away. And your mind becomes more involved in abstract gunas, the attributes of God. And if you advance further, then God is nirguna nirakar. God has no form and no attributes. Attributes mean you are using your mind, using your head. If you are using your head constantly, you are not in deep love of God. Profound love fills your heart. There is no space left for bringing out words. The need for attributes to describe, oh God, you are how compassionate. And another attribute, oh, you are absolutely gracious. Oh God, you are all powerful. You are all permeating. And you have thousands of qualities. Now, instead of all this is important, there's always a risk when you give advanced teaching, mind becomes sometimes confused. Since nirguna nirakar is advanced, why should we go through all that? Having the mala and having the mantra and having... You have to understand that your goal is neither physical nor subtle mental. Your goal is attaining bliss of the absolute. Bliss is nothing like any object. And yet in order to attain that bliss, you have to have a house, you have... When you sit down, you have to have a chair. And then when you get relaxed, then you want to have another type of experience in your feeling. And your feeling is relaxed, your mind to be develops the ability to have clarity. And when all this become exceedingly fulfilled, you transcend all. So every step is important. Now, in the process of this meditative movement, there are mystical experiences. The Upanishad brings a glimpse of those experiences in a particular mantra, and I will just give that mantra to you. Tasyaha, chapter 2, section 3, mantra 6. Tasyaha etasya purushasya rupam, yatha maharajanam vasah, yatha pandvad vikam, yatha indragopah, yatha gnyarach, yatha pundarikam, and so forth. The form of this purusha is like turmeric colored robe. As your mind moves towards God, experiences develop, terminating in the climax. The early level, color, turmeric color robe relates to earth element. Earth element relates to practical reality, reality that you touch, feel, smell, earthly, mundane. The mystical color is turmeric, and that experience comes to you if you are entering into profound meditation leading to samadhi. But while I am describing in colors, etc., and if you don't experience that, don't worry about it. The next is white wool, snowy white. You see silvery woolen type of clouds. That's water element within you. As you move from earth element to water element, a higher level, your experience becomes much more of expansion. At your navel center, like Indragopa insect, an insect that is exceedingly red, all red. If you go further, like a flame of fire in your heart level. If you go into the Ajna Chakra, like a white lotus. And if you wait there, like a flash of lightning. If Kundalini rises up to this Ajna Chakra, or if your meditative movement focuses on the Ajna Chakra, Samadhi experience comes to you like flashes of light. Upanishad has brought that all together in just two or three sentences. Athata adesho neti neti nahi tasmadhiti nitya manyat paramasti atanamadheyam satyasya satyamiti pranavai satyam esha mesha satyam. Now therefore this teaching, neti neti, not this, not this. This statement is repeated again and again by great scholars. That Upanishad, having given descriptions of God in so many ways, ultimately the highest of their description of Brahman is neti neti, not this, not this. Subtler implication: when you describe God in a positive way, God is like very sweet. Sharma. God is so peaceful.
In the beginning of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in Chandogya is the mantra Purnamada.
Purnamada is for, yes, Brihadaranyaka.
Yes. Yeah. What is the practical significance? I was not there earlier to understand that. What is the understanding and what is the significance we can?
Purnamada, Purnamidam literally means that is full, this is full. When the full is taken out of the full, what remains is full. Therefore, let there be peace, peace, peace. Now, deeper of meaning, full implies the absolute reality. like the sun is full. All that emanates from the sun is nothing but the sun. So that also is full. Sun is up there and then you see a reflection. To a child, the reflected sun is viewed as something independent. And reflected sun is in a different situation. Different buckets have different reflected suns. Some of them are happy, some of them are miserable, some of them are shaking. So though it appears that these reflected suns are in different situations, the reality is they are nothing but the sun. They emanated from the sun, they are the sun, and if the reflected suns are taken away, if the illusion breaks, because reflected suns are not realities, then what remains is the sun. Likewise, in every individual, deep down you are Brahman. Essentially, you are not the body, mind, you are the absolute. And even while you are identified with your body, led by your karmic situations, even in the state of bondage, everything that binds you has come out of the same self. For easier understanding, think of dream experience. In your dream, you are being tortured. It's a very negative situation. But the entire dream has come out of your waking state. And everything within your dream is nothing but your consciousness. So it's just like saying from full came. And it fooled you. Become wise and that folly moves away. There's nothing but peace. Ignorance causes misery. Correct the ignorance, remove the ignorance and you become happy. Very simple point. Misunderstanding goes on causing trouble after trouble. When you look for the cause of misunderstanding, find misunderstanding has no reality, no form. It is not, doesn't hide under tables, nor chairs, nor sits anywhere.
Gurudev, I have a question. I was reading a little bit into the different attitudes to adopt in worshiping God. And I'm aware that there's one that's called worshiping God as your beloved. So that's the highest form of devotion. And I wonder, if you're doing that, if you're worshiping God as your beloved, just wondering, can you ever fall in love with anyone else?
If you worship God in your mother, do you ever love your mother? Do you have a problem? If you can handle that, same way you can handle everything. You can love God in mother, love God in father, love God in guru, love God in husband. Husband is not coming in the way of God.
So I guess that means yes, you can still fall in love with other people.
If you love God, you love people in the most quality type of love. More profoundly, you can love God in a kitty, cat, God in a dog, you can love God in the flowers. God alone is, what else can we do? There's no choice. You never come to a stage of saying, I'm going to love God, mommy, goodbye.
Thank you.